When we read in the book of 2 Kings, everything supernatural revolve around God. Tell your neighbor. You want the blessing? You want the miracle? You want the transformation? Everything, they revolve around God. When we read in the book of 2 Kings 4, verse 1 of it, when the man came, the woman came, the widow, she had something to show the man of God about her husband. Can we read this? He said, saying, thy master, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And you know it very well that your servant did fear the Lord. And do what? And evil now came. The first impression that drew heaven was that the husband was a lover of God. Was a lover of God. And so the miracle started from that place. Let me tell you, you are here, you are God's child. And there are things embarrassing your life. There are things around you that call for question. Hey, remember this woman. Hold on to who? Hold on to who? Hold on to God. The woman didn't look for any alternative to God when the challenges came. She went straight to God. This, my husband had a testimony. This is his testimony. If God were to ask you, what is your testimony? What would you tell him? When God told Hezekiah, you will die now. Put in order your house. The man had no prayer request. He just brought the thing he had done for God in the sincerity of his heart, without hypocrisy, and said, Lord, this is what I have done for you. I don't want to die now. And God told the man that told him to die, go back and tell him. I added how many years? 15 more years for him. And in verse 7, when the oil has been, the refinery has closed down, and everywhere all the reservoir has been filled. If it were you, you will tell yourself, you will know what to do with the oil without asking God. That's everything about God. God is watching you. What a medicine you are taking by yourself and for yourself without consulting God. God in heaven is folding his hand and he's doing like this. Oh, I wish this my daughter or this my son would have consulted me. The woman didn't say she had brain of herself. She went back to the man of God. The oil everywhere in the house is what? Is full of oil. So what do I do? It's the man that told her, go and do what? Go and serve and live on it. Pay your creditors and live on the rest. There's nothing unrighteous that ever pay anybody. They employ you or they put you in somebody's shop or somebody's office to oversee the place. You are stealing their money. Poverty will never leave you. You will keep suffering all your life. You steal their good, they didn't know. You sell and say you didn't sell and pocket the money. And you are, it's to you now, you are just moving around and think that you are in the world. Aye. Poverty is, you are playing with poverty. Everything around revolves around God. Each time you take God away from anything you desire to do for him to do for you, you are gone. This woman did everything. And that was the end. In the whole of the Bible, we never had anywhere in the Bible, read in the Bible, that she has a need. She never had a need. She became prosperous. God bless her. She was able to live well and probably even build a house. Because God was involved. And train her children because God was involved. Hmm. I'd like to advise you in that in the month of February, you want a new story about yourself. Let everything you do this month revolve around who? Around the Almighty. Through His word. God will bless you in Jesus' name. So what you are today and where you are today may not really reflect your true future. So it may not be as rosy as you think. And somebody can just see you today and write you off and say, forget about this person. There's always a point where God begins with people. And in this February, you experience that point. And when that point starts, there's a transformation, a change of story, a change of level. Everything, John 15 and verse 5. He said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, get glued to me. I am the vine, you are the branches. There's nothing on earth you will do without my involvement. That's why everything around you revolves around God. And if you hold God well, you have no limitation on earth. Nothing on earth can stop you. Nothing on earth can stop any blessing in your life. Just hold God. Follow Him. Don't follow other God. Don't follow other thing. Follow the Almighty. Don't be deceived. Glory be to God. Now, Psalm 80, verse 3, verse 7 and verse 19. The three verses say the same thing. Psalm 80, verse 3, verse 7 and verse 19. He said, turn us, O God, again. God is turning you. If you believe, you say amen. To turn us again, O God, and cause your face to shine upon us. And we shall what? We shall be saved. God is a specialist. A very specialist. A senior consultant, or the most senior consultant in turning obscurity to limelight. In bringing something out of nothing. The people that God uses are not only perfect people, are not only great people. He makes them great because He's a great God. You have that same God. If you hold Him, He will turn you again and turn you again and again. If you believe, you say amen. He will turn us again. He can change anything around you. He can change your story in the twinkling of an eye. It does not take the whole year for God to turn your story around and embarrass your mockers. It does not take the whole year. It does not even take the whole day. It's in the twinkling of an eye. He can change the story of your life. If you allow Him. If you open up to Him. If you follow Him. Because one encounter with God is far, far better and more than 1,000 years of trial and struggles. We are patching it. No. Stop it. Look for a encounter with God. And in this month of February, from today to the last day of February, every day you'll be seeking for His encounter and you will get it in Jesus' name. You will encounter God. He is a good God. He turned our money into dancing. Today your heart is heavy. God has the capacity and the ability to make it light, to shine His light to that dark area of your life and give you that blessing you desire. But what I say, hold Him. Don't seek something else. Don't be deceived. There's no power in heaven and on earth that can compare to His power. Seek Him. Hold Him well. He turns men's darkness into light. Because He's a specialist. He can turn anything and anybody to His purpose. And He has a good plan for you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. He said, I know the plan I have for you. It's a good one. To give you what? A future. So you have a future. Your tomorrow is bright. If you believe, you say amen. Glory be to God. So when God turns a man, the story of that man also turned along with him.
And the story turned better. It turned for better. And he will turn every one of us in Hakka again and again. In Jesus' precious name.
This widow came to had a very bad situation. The widow of the prophet. Very bad one. The husband was the one owing. But the children are the one they came to take captive for the death of their dead father. And the woman could not help it. She had nothing. For when the prophet asked him, what do you have? He said, I have nothing. But quickly, you know that I have a bottle of oil or a pot of oil. What would that one do for me? But it was her time to encounter God. It was her time to be turned around for something better. Why? Because she consulted the Almighty through his servant. Probably he has prayed in the house and there was nothing changing there in the family. She approached God's servant. And that was the end. Your case will turn. Everything that is not giving you peace and joy in your heart, in this month of February, God is turning them around for good for you. In the name of Jesus. What is a turning point? I define a turning point here. I say, a turning point is a heavenly visitation. God also will visit every one of us here. God told Sarah, he said, I will do this for you. And then Genesis 21, the Bible says, and God visited Sarah as he has promised. And that was the end of barrenness. The dead body came alive. What wasn't working in her came alive. The dead body of Abraham also came alive. God is visiting every deadness that ought to be alive in everyone's life here. In the month of February. Turning point is a point where God visits you. I pray for you that this month, every area you want God visited will receive God's visitation. God will show mercy to anyone that needs mercy. God will give grace to anyone that needs grace. That area of your life will be visited. And the secret tears will dry off. And your joy will arrive. If you believe, you say amen. If you believe, you say amen. It turned you from nothing to a person of significance. Somebody that others can reckon with. They can look unto. Say, Lord, let my life be like this person. As we heard the testimony of Shiloh today, every Shiloh request that is still pending in your life, God is bringing them back to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has not been answered, shall be answered. You'll be next online for Shiloh testimony. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Turning point is a time or a point where drastic change takes place or occur in the life of a person. The change is not, you can't just, it's too massive. Even you can't explain it. But you know that there's something drastic that's taking place in your life. And it's not giving you pain, but it's giving you joy. It's taking you up. It's giving you progress. Drastic change. You experience that kind of drastic change in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And that change will bring you lifting. It will bring you abundant blessings. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, church, that our turning point is not arithmetically calculated. Where you add 1 + 1, you get what? You get what? If you add 1, you get another 3. Am I correct? You add another 1, you get what? You get 4. No. Turning point occurs suddenly. That was the experience of Joseph in Egypt. When his time came to be torn from prison to ruler, he left the prison straight to the palace. And he abided in the palace till he died. He was a ruler. If God wants to change you, he won't give you your size. He will give you something bigger than you. Would that anybody that sees you ask, ah, I saw this guy yesterday. I know this guy, 225. I were together in January. Am I correct? What happened in February? That shall be your story.
And not for negative, but for glory and for blessings. That will give you progress and give you joy. It's not calculated the way you calculate 1 plus 1 to get 2. It's always sudden turn. It just turns you around. And that's the end. I see my God turning you. He will turn every unemployed person here, not just to be employed, but you'll be employer of labor. In the name of Jesus. Every single that wants to get married, God will locate you with your partner. In the name of Jesus. And every family seeking for children, God Almighty, in this month, God will turn your story. And you become mother of children. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Psalm 126. He said, when the Lord turned the captivity, or what? It was like them that what? That dream. When God wants to turn a man, it's like a dream. It just happened. He said, ah, now maybe this, now you. But you have been turned. God has visited you. Everyone in Accra will secure God's visitation. Over your business, over your career, over your marriages, over every area of your life, God Almighty will make a sudden change, a sudden turn around in the name of Jesus. It will be like a dream, just like a dream. Before you know it has come to pass, you are enjoying it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This is your turning point. February shall be your turning point. No negative things will happen around you. No negative condition will be allowed to embarrass you anymore. Every mocker of your life will go into hiding. By the virtue of the turning that God will be doing in your life, by the new position God will be putting you, everyone mocking your life and asking questions, they will go into hiding. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I therefore pronounce and declare to you in the month of February 2026 as your month of turning point. Tell myself, it's my turning point. It's my turning point. February 2026. February 2026. My turning point. God is turning your story around. You will laugh. The story, give me Genesis 21 verse 6. Give me 21 verse 6. Thank you. And Sarah said, God had made me to what? And in February, you will not just laugh alone. Are you hearing me? See how you will laugh. So that all that here will what? Will laugh with who? They are not laughing at you. They are laughing with you. In February 2026, as God turned you around and give you a turning point, a sudden change in your life, men will join you to laugh. I speak over anyone here who is going through troubles, through pains, struggling, hardship, terrible conditions that they can't even open their mouth and tell anybody. I decree in the name of Jesus, today mark your turning point. Amen. That pain is gone. Amen. That devil is rebuked on your behalf. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. A new you is imagined. Amen. A new you is imagined. A new you is imagine. For believing, shout. Can you rise up? A new you is imagine. Beat your chest. Say, a new me is imagine. Hey, tell your neighbor, you have never seen me before. You have never seen me before. The me you will be seeing now, a different one who you have seen before. Father, I thank you. Oh, give God glory. Give God glory. Speak over your life. Speak over your life. It's a turning point. You have been turned. That story has been changed. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. It's your turning point.